This is Mucho African Radio. My name is Mahat Nahimena. I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. We welcome today Ryan Weltmeyer, Manager of Partnerships and Social Impact at Lighthouse Arts Center Halifax. Can you tell us about Lighthouse Arts Center?
Well, a number of years ago, this big building right downtown Halifax, right in the heart of downtown, right beside Town Square, beside the banks and all the churches, it became empty because we built a brand new center just down the street. So one thing led to another, and my bosses, Mark Ullman and Rob Power, were able to get some resources from government, from the private sector, and we built in this old conference center, refurbished everything, three floors, into a fully functioning arts center and arts hub. So we have a TV studio for 7 months of the year, the home of This Hour's 22 Minutes television show, and 5 months of the year is open for rentals and bookings for TV show making right down in Halifax, downtown Halifax. We have the performance hall, which can fit 1,200 people in it for major concerts and events, craft shows, boxing. We've had all sorts of different things from arts to presentations and all sorts of things in our hall. It's a big old black box with like lots of great equipment in it, so we can do almost anything down there. Movie showings, I've been to a lot of really cool events in the hall. So fortunately, we didn't just build this studio and didn't just build this hall, but also while we're at it, with all this space down here in Halifax, we've created a number of offices and shared spaces. So there's about five or six major not-for-profits from the arts: Dance Nova Scotia, Music Nova Scotia, East Coast Music Association, the Atlantic Filmmakers Cooperative, One North End, and then lots of smaller businesses too: Art Heal Studio, Spontaneity Improv, Youth Art Connection, Unity Charity, and we're adding a few more soon. So small businesses in the arts, not-for-profits in the arts, all of us now have moved in. This has all just happened the last year, so it's all very, very new. So our tenants are in, the shows are happening, TV is being made, films are being made. And so now is the exciting part to me. Now that we're all moved in and things are beginning to settle in a little bit, now we have fun doing programming, doing partnerships. And this is the part I'm the most excited about now, is we can move into activities and people and gathering and really put, hopefully, a big injection of energy, of centralization, of connection, of networking for all the different arts communities, because we do try to bring in film, music, visual arts, even a bit dance, everything under one roof to really create more connections in Halifax. The last thing I'll probably say too is that so the company that operates the Lighthouse Arts Center is called CultureLink, and it's a community interest company. So we're really set up with community interest and community investment built into our infrastructure. So we're dedicated to give 60% of all profits made by that company directly back into community. So we're always looking for, right now, projects we can collaborate with to incubate, to try to do a big show together to make it successful, and other partners we can do social impact programming or sector training. We have the Breaking Through the Screens program that we started with NSCC, led by Tara Taylor, focused on engaging the Black community in the film industry. So lots of training and engagement there with NSCC and us. So we're working on partnerships like that too, with all sorts of different people, looking at what's needed in the arts, where are we falling behind, which industries are underserved, which community and cultural sectors are underserved, demographics, and like what can we do as a major hub for the arts in Halifax and in Nova Scotia, Atlantic Canada. Like, what can we do in the coming years now to look at some of those problems and create solutions by through collaboration, through activities, and, you know, hopefully really see some new results that we've never seen before now that we have this space here and now that we're beginning to be active. The Halifax Fashion Week's happening this Friday, August 25th. The doors open at 7:30. And this is a perfect example of an event that we think we can grow and be very successful, not only locally, but internationally. So the goal of Halifax Fashion Week that we're producing with Soli Productions. Soli Productions is a major fashion business and social enterprise operating in Halifax. just doing fabulous stuff, pop-ups and events all over the place the last 3 or 4 years on beaches and downtown. Like everywhere you turn these days, you'll see Soleil Productions and the whole fashion team around her and the rest of the fashion industry also. So this Friday, Halifax Fashion Week is the culmination, it's the finale of a week-long of different fashion events and pop-ups. Where we'll have 7 different designers, lots of different models showing off all the new designs, everything from, urban, wearable, easy to wear stuff to more artistic, creative, experimental stuff to jewelry, all sorts of that will be on display in a really exciting action-packed event with lots of color and sound and movement on this Friday. In the last couple of years, we saw the Black Lives Matter movement rise and a lot of Black leadership in Canada and around the world, finally really putting a spotlight and putting a name and support, where it should have been for a long time, on Black artists, on Black organizations. So a part of that, obviously, we've wanted to be a part of that since the beginning. We opened right around the same time that was happening. And before this too, for about a decade, I was working on Youth Art Connection, a small charity, working with lots of youth and community from all over the place, and absolutely so much brilliance from Black youth artists in Halifax. So creating opportunities, this last year we've heavily focused on engaging the Black community. Everything from the National Black Canadian Summit Youth After Party, working with Charles Taylor Theater to produce co-produce theater shows in our theater, working with Soli, obviously, on Halifax Fashion Week. And Soli is very inclusive, so lots of Black models, lots of Black artists, and people from all sorts of different cultural backgrounds as well. And really pumped that we have lots of Black-owned businesses and organizations and as tenants as well. So I really, think that what we're finally able to do is create a space that's welcoming for all this amazing talent in the Black community in the heart of downtown Halifax. You don't have to look too far to see that Halifax has had a complicated and, not great history over the years, between different racialized communities. So to me, this is the beginning of a new Halifax where we're really well integrated, where we're celebrating diversity, where we're upholding all this beautiful Black talent and Black beauty right downtown in Halifax with Fashion Week and so many more businesses to come. It's been really exciting. You're working on that. And obviously down the road, we'll be engaging with lots of different cultural communities and other communities as well. But you couldn't really have a better start than doing a big full year focus on working with Black businesses, Black organizations. There's just so much talent in Halifax. Like, we had to do that. So their website is lighthouseartcenter.ca. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us with Lighthouse. If you just put in Lighthouse Arts Center, you'll find us on there as well. And physically, you should come and absolutely come find us. Come for a tour. You can contact me, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at lighthouseartcenter.ca. I'm always really happy to schedule a tour and a visit. And we're at 1800 Argyle Street, right downtown Halifax. You can't really miss it. If you come downtown, look for Grand Parade Square and look for this building, obviously built in 1985, glass and brick tower. And the whole first three floors are all here occupied, completely dedicated to the arts.
Thank you for being with us, Ryan Veltmeyer, on Mucho African Radio, Nova Scotia.